My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting on my battle. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah, my God is a miracle God. What about you? My God is a miracle God. Yes, I know it. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting on my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah, my God is a miracle God. What about you? My God is a miracle God. Hallelujah, my God is a miracle God. Yes, I know it. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting on my battle. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. Our God is a miracle God. Hallelujah, your God is a miracle God. Yes, I know him. Our God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He can never fail. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all our battles. I can see him walking in our favor. I can see him bringing our miracles. He will do what he says he will do. Our Father and our God, the God that do all that he says he will do, the God that never fails, that never disappoints. Daddy, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. For there is none like unto you. You are mighty in battle. You are glorious in power. You are mighty in strength. Daddy, we give you praise, we give you honor. For you are the great deliverer. For you are the just God. For you are the avenger of those that have been oppressed and depressed. For you are the one fighting our battles. You are the one working miracles on our behalf. Daddy, we appreciate you because you alone, you are the miracle worker. Father, we appreciate you, Lord, for the miracle of life. Father, we appreciate you, Lord, for the miracle of being among the living. Even today, the 15th day in the month of September 2022. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. King immortal, we come again, even unto you, our God. Father, we have come unto the throne of grace again tonight. Father, we have come, O Lord, to be able to obtain mercy so that we can find grace for help even in time of our needs. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, that the grace and the mercy that we need, oh Lord, will not elude us tonight in the name of Jesus. That we pray, oh Lord, we will find help in your presence, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus. That we thank you for open heaven upon every soul on this mountain tonight. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for the grace, the spirit of grace and supplication that you have given unto each and every one of us, that as we pray unto you, as we cry unto you, as we decree your word upon our lives, as we decree what you have declared, oh Lord, Father, so shall it be, oh Lord, in our lives in the name of Jesus, that we pray, oh God, that your blessing that no man can stop, your joy that no man can stop, peace like a river, life abundant, oh Lord, is our portion in your presence and forevermore as your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for you are for us. And you are for us, we are more than conquerors. You are for us, we are more than 10,000, even armies of our enemies out there. We are more than 10,000 demons out there. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That we thank you because you make our temple, our body, our lives your abode. Thank you, Lord, because we are your temple. Thank you, Lord, because you consider it, oh Lord, to dwell in us, oh Lord, to carry you around. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for defeating our enemies before us. We give you praise, we give you honor. Forever your name be praised. Receive unction to function in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, King of glory. We decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sought deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is generation of them that seek it, that seek the face of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? The mighty God, the God of hosts of heavens army. He is the King of glory over this garden, over our prayer meeting tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We decree that every atmosphere be saturated with the blood of Jesus. Every nation, every county, every city, every state, every neighborhood, we saturate with the presence of the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we render principalities and powers useless concerning our gathering of tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our prayer, our request shall ascend on the throne of grace, even as a sweet smelling savor. In the mighty name of Jesus, with testimony following for answer prayers. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tonight, we are going to go to the book of Obadiah. Obadiah is one chapter, and we are going to go through from verse 1 to verse 9 tonight. And God will see us through what God wants us to know, what God wants us to pray, even using this Bible passage, these verses, the Lord will give unto us in the name of Jesus. And as we decree the word of the Lord from the verses upon our life, so shall it be that we will have testimonies in Jesus' name. The book of Obadiah chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 1 to 9. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the contemporary English version. The Lord gave Obadiah a message about Edom. And this is what we heard. I, the Lord, have sent a messenger with orders for the nations to attack Edom. The Lord said to Edom, I will make you the weakest and most despised nation. You will live in a mountain fortress. You live in a mountain fortress because your pride makes you feel safe from attack, but you are mistaken. I will still bring you down Even if you fly higher than an eagle or nest among the stars, I, the Lord, have spoken. If thieves break in at night, they steal only what they want. And people who harvest grapes always leave some unpicked. But Edom, you are doomed. Everything you treasure most will be taken from you. Your allies can't be trusted. They will force you out of your own country, and your best friends will trick and trap you even before you know it. Verse 8. Edom, when this happens, I, the Lord, will destroy all your marvelous wisdom. Warriors from the city of Teman will be terrified, and you, descendants of Esau, will be wiped out. That is where we are stopping tonight. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearing. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow and worship you, for you alone, you are God. Our Father and our Defender, we thank you for your marvelous works of defense and deliverance over our soul from the hands of our haters and the wicked ones in and around us. According to Psalm 97 verse 10 that says, hate evil, you lovers of the eternal. He protects the souls of those who follow him. He rescues them from the devices of the wicked. Our gracious and merciful God, we appreciate you, for you've given us escape from our strong enemy and from those who hated us and from those who sought for our death. Father, we thank you. According to Psalm 18 verse 17 that says, he rescued me from my strongest enemy, from all those who sought my death, for they were too strong. We say thank you, Daddy. We say thank you, God, forever your name be praised and adored in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. My brethren, starting tonight, I want you to decree and declare that you will love the Lord with all your heart. That Psalm 97 says, hate evil, you lovers of the eternal God. I want you to say, Father, I decree and declare, I will love you with all my heart, my soul, my strength, and my mind. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I, Becky Adedokun, will love you, the Lord, with all my heart, my soul, my strength, and my mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to decree and declare that you will hate evil at all costs in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. The Bible says, hate evil, you lovers of the eternal. He protects the soul of those who follow him. I want to say, decree and declare that you will hate evil at all costs. Let me tell you, out there, evil is very, very all around and is very enticing and is coming forth for everybody. I want you to say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will hate evil at all costs. I will not participate in doing evil at all costs. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I want you to decree and declare that God will protect your soul from all evil plots for following him faithfully, for dedicating yourself to him, for giving all yourself over to God. He will protect you from all evil plots of the enemy. Those who hate you saw, the Lord will protect you from their plans, from their plot, for you have given all to God. You will love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your strength and mind, and you will hate evil at all costs. You will not join hand in hand to do evil at any cost, at any time, for any reason, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God will protect you. In the name of Jesus, I want you to decree and declare, that you'll be rescued from your strong enemy and from those who want you dead, those who are seeking after your life to kill it. Look at what happened to King David. Oh, King David, love the Lord God Almighty, the Eternal One, with all his heart, with all his strength, with all his soul and mind. And God delivered him even from the arrow that King Saul wants to pin him to the wall. I want you to pray, Father, rescue me from my strong enemy, from those who want me dead. Oh, King Saul wants David dead. Oh, he wants him dead because he saw the glory that was upon him, and he wants him dead. Somebody that plays skillfully for him to be delivered from insanity. And now you turn around, you want to pin him to the wall. I want you to pray, Father, because I love you with all my heart, because I love you with all my soul, my strength, and mind, because I hate evil, I hate what you hate, God. Father, because I will follow you faithfully, Daddy, rescue me from my strong enemy. Rescue me from those who wish me dead, those who want me dead, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All that are seeking for your death tonight, God rescue you from their hands, my brothers and my sister. All those that want you dead, all those that are waiting to hear bad news concerning you, the Lord will turn every evil act, every evil desire of their act to nothing. It will not come to pass. That evil they desire about you, that evil they are thinking about you, will not stand. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Matthew chapter 2 verse 20 says, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. I want you to pray, Almighty God, let all that seeks my life in my father's household, in my mother's household, let them die as you did for baby Jesus. Let me tell you, it was not Mary. It was not Joseph. It was not Jesus. But God called Mary, called Joseph and said, don't worry, they are all dead people. They are all gone to the world of the dead that seeks even to kill your baby Jesus. I want you to pray, everyone that seek me dead, everyone that is seeking for my life, everyone that want me dead, everyone that is waiting to hear even the news of my passing over, that did tonight, oh Lord, as you did, oh Lord, for baby Jesus, heart on my behalf, oh Lord, let me hear the news of their own passing over in the name of Jesus. Any Tony Kinku Nikoku, any Tony Komo Miku Nikoku, any Tony Karale Miku Nikoku, Nioruko Jesus, Father, all those that wish me dead, oh Lord, Father, let me hear their announcement of their dead in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray tonight, all that seeks to kill me and my family member, let them go to the land of the dead. You did not do anything. Enemy wants you dead. What did baby Jesus do to them? And they are seeking to kill him. I want you to pray, Father, tonight, all that seeks to kill me and my family members, let them go to the land of the dead. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everyone, oh Lord, everyone, oh Lord, at any place, in any way, at any realm that want me dead, that seeks me for my dead, oh Lord, Father, let them go to the land of the dead. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, we are going to pray dangerous prayer. The warfare tonight, I want you to be ready. Let me tell you, the enemy is not playing hanky-panky with anybody. You must stand up. Those ones that are bullying you, you must stand up against them. The Bible says 40 days, 40 nights, Goliath was bullying the Israelites. Not until when David came to the scene and he stood up, he faced
Goliath. And God gave him the head of Goliath. What is that that God cannot do? Beloved, God placed value on Jesus' life. Jesus' life is precious and honored in heaven and on earth. Therefore, God cannot permit the enemy to kill him, not fulfilling his destiny to come and save the world. Therefore, all that are after his life to destroy him were pronounced dead. So the Lord will cause all that want you dead before you fulfill that. You will not be able to fulfill your destiny. You will hear the pronouncement of their dead in the name of Jesus. You will hear the announcement of their dead in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I want you to decree that all that want you dead, all those that don't want your children to fulfill their destiny, you will hear the announcement of their dead in the name of Jesus. All those that are seeking the life of your children, of your husband, of your wife, of your brother, of your sister, you will hear the announcement of their dead in the name of Jesus. This is not Becky's word. This is in the Bible. Matthew 2 verse 20. Go and read it. It says that all those that sought the child's life are dead. And all those that are seeking for your life to destroy it, all those that want to stop you not fulfilling your destiny, you will hear the announcement of their dead in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43, 4 says, others were given in exchange for you. I traded their life for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. My brothers and my sisters, you are not common. You are unique to God. And God cannot play with your life. He cannot allow enemy to toy with your life. Therefore, he said he will give others in exchange for you. He will trade their lives for you. I want you to pray. Tonight, God, do according to what you said in Isaiah 43. In the name of Jesus. Concerning those that are seeking after my life. Those that have set the trap to destroy me. Father, give their lives in exchange for me in the name of Jesus. Father, the net they prepare to catch me. Father, the pit that they already dug to make me to fall in there and die. Father, let them fall into it. Let that net catch them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want you to pray that God will honor you and will not permit the enemies to toil and destroy you in the name of Jesus. Pray. That Bible passage said that I traded their life for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the only one that can honor me. Father, give me honor. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I know that you love me. Permit no enemy to toy with my life. Permit no enemy to destroy me. In the name of Jesus. So I pray for every member of my family. Daddy, permit no enemy to toy with their life. Permit no wicked one to destroy them, O Lord. Father, all of us will fulfill our destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The book of Exodus chapter 11 verse 4 to 5 says, so Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out in the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. This is God, this is not me. Brethren, you and I want to ask, why will God kill all the firstborn of every living thing sold in Egypt? Many will even say, God have done wicked things to the Egyptian. Let me tell you, God is God. He is an unquestionable God. He does what pleases him. He pleased him to deliver his precious people, the Israelites, from the hand of Egyptians that are hateful and wicked to them. He chose to do that. You know, he visited the Egyptian with 10 plagues. And he said, this last one, let me tell you, your strong enemy, your hater, will let you go. And that's what he did, even for the Egyptian in their land. I want you to pray. God, you are God in my life. Tonight, do that dreadful act of yours to deliver me from the hand of my hater and wicked enemies. In the name of Jesus. It's so scary. Even to the firstborn of the animals were dead in the land of Egypt. Father, I pray tonight, O Lord, do that dreadful act of yours to deliver me and my household from the hand of our haters, from the hand of our wicked enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39 says, see now that I, even I, I am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. That is your God. That is my God. That is what God said. I want you to know God is God. God is no man. God is God. He did it in the past. He's able to do it. His decision is unquestionable. I believe you know that. From the Bible passage tonight, God declared his decision on Edom as no one can reverse it. Verse 1 to 2 of the book of Obadiah says, this is the special dream of Obadiah. What the Lord God says about Edom. What the Lord God says about Edom. We have had this news from the Lord, and a man has been sent among the nation to say, get ready, let us go fight a war against Edom. I will make you small among the nation. Everyone will hate you. This is the word that came from the mouth of God. This is the word that God gave to his servant Obadiah. God's judgment over Edomites because of their wickedness to their fellow brother, the Israelites. Don't forget they are descendants of Esau and Jacob. God already pronounced Jacob is his beloved above Esau. He said, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? Then he said, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Declares the Lord. Yes, Jacob, I have loved. Malachi 1:2. Brethren, tonight, God that judged the Edomites will judge all that hate you because of God's love for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what is happening. They are killing the believers. They are persecuting them, cutting them into pieces and doing whatever. God is about to judge, because if he can do that to the Edomites, is ready to do it also, because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Our God is the same from the beginning even to the end. He's the same God. He changed not. The Edomites refused Israelites passing through their lands. They abhorred hatred against the Israelites, for they knew and believed that Jacob hated and cheated their forefather. Therefore, they are ready to pay the Israelites back. They are ready to show them pepe by preventing them going through their lands to the promised land. I want you to pray, Lord Almighty, tonight, judge every Edomite in the land of my life, in the name of Jesus. Unquestionable God, tonight, raise war against every man Edom, every Edomite that hated me because of your love for me. Don't you know? Look at what happened, even to Jacob and his children, his sons. They hated Joseph. They hated him so much. Oh, because his father loved him. Because his father even gave him that special coat. Because his father, oh, put all his love upon him. They hated him. I want you to pray, Father, as you did to the Edomite. Oh, concerning the Israelite, oh Lord, that did tonight, oh Lord, all those that hated me saw because of your love for me, Daddy, do likewise unto them in the name of Jesus. Raise war against them in the name of Jesus. Raise war against that person that hated me so because of your love for me, because you love me, because you shower your love upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My loving God, I want you to pray. Make the Edom man or woman and all Edomites in my life small on heart. Let me tell you, this is God. He said, I will make you small among the nation. It's not anybody's word. It's not the word of Obadiah. God speak, God told Obadiah that this is what I'm declaring concerning Edomite. I want you to pray. My loving God, I know that you love me so much. Father, tonight, make every Edomite, make the Edomite man or woman in my life small. That one that hates me so because of your love for me. Because you chose to love me. Because you chose to shower your love upon me. Because you Show even your grace upon me. Daddy, do likewise, O Lord. As you said you will do, and you have done even to the Edomites, do likewise unto such in the name of Jesus. Tonight, my loving Daddy, let everyone that hates me, that let that man, that woman, that stand as Edomite in my life, that hates me. Father, I pray tonight, cause people to hate them. He said that, and everyone will hate you. After he will make the Edomite small, he will make everyone to hate them. That is what God can. If God make people to hate you, who is that person that will love you? I want you to pray, Father, everyone that stand as Edomite in my life, everyone that stand to hate me because of your love for me, Daddy, tonight by the power of your word that can never fall to ground, make everyone to hate such in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 4 to 5 of the book of Obadiah says, Edom will be brought low. This is what the Lord says. Hallelujah. Even though you fly high like the eagle and put your net among the stars, I will bring you down from there. You really will be ruined. Thieves will come to you. Robbers will come in the night, and they will take all they want. When workers gather grapes in your vineyard, they will leave a few grapes behind. Holy, my jagbo botare. Robbers and thieves will come and invade even that which your enemy think that is making him to puff over you. The Lord said, I will bring the Edom low. This is not Becky's word. No matter how far you fly, you haters of my life, you that stand as Edomite, no matter how you fly high like the eagle and you put your arrows among the stars, God says bringing you down. My haters and your haters are playing with fire. How I wish such haters will repent and turn from their hatred and wickedness towards you and me. I want you to pray. God, according to your word, tonight bring low every man, every woman, Edom, every Edomite in my life, in the name of Jesus. My God, my Father, I decree and declare by the power of your word, Edom and Edomite in my life, though you fly high like eagle and you have your net among the stars, tonight God is bringing you down. According to the word of God, you are coming down in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Edom and Edomite in my life, by the word of God tonight, you will really be ruined because you chose to hate me for God's love for me. Because you chose to do me evil. Because you decided to hate me because God loves me. Tonight you are coming down by the power of the word of God. In Obadiah chapter 1 verse 4 to 5. The word of the Lord said you are coming down. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. God declare upon the Edom in my life. Thieves will come to you. Robbers will come in the midnight and they will take all they want from you. So I decree and declare God's word upon everyone that stands as Edom and the Edomites in my life, in the life of my children, in the name of Jesus, in the life of my family members. The word of God I declare upon you. I declare the decree of the Lord upon you all tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. In verse 5b, God declared that when people gather grapes, they always leave a few, but your enemies have wiped you out completely. That means they will not leave anything. My enemy is in trouble. Your enemy is in trouble. Anyone that stands as your enemy, anyone that declares himself or herself as your enemy, they are considered as the Edomites in today in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said Edomite will be ruined completely for being hateful to the Israelites. So I decree and declare, declare the decree of the Lord. I want you to pray. I decree the declaration of God. Edom and Edomites in my life, tonight you are few. Tonight, God declared upon you that enemy will wipe you out totally. It is not my word. Look at that sentence. It says that Edom will be brought low. This is what the Lord says. This is the statement of the Lord. This is the decree of the Lord. So shall it be for everyone that stand and declare their hatred for me and for my household in the name of Jesus, for our land and for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let us see God's decree and declaration upon Edom according to verse 6. Of that Obadiah chapter 1, God said, but Esau, your nation will be ransacked. There will be nothing left. Every last treasure you had carefully hidden will be taken. Oh my God. You dare not hate the one God loves. You dare not show wickedness to the chosen one of God. God chose the Israelites among all the people on earth, among all nations of the earth. You can dare not do evil to them. So we are Israelites of today. By our adoption to the family of Christ, by our receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, my brothers and my sisters, your enemy is in trouble. Anyone that stands as enemy to you, anyone that declares his or her hatred towards you, towards your household, they are in trouble. This is the word of God concerning them. The Lord said that they will be ransacked. There will be nothing left for such. Every treasure that person has carefully hidden for himself will be taken, for herself will be taken away. Oh, the Bible says, even in the book of Psalm 2, verse 7, he said, according to King David, I will declare the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Oh, you are God's daughter. You are God's son. This day have I begotten you. You are begotten of the Lord. You are the begotten of the Lord. He loves you. Therefore, anyone that declared himself or herself as your heir, oh, they are in trouble. I want you to pray. I declare the decree of the Lord upon Edom man, woman, and all Edomites in my life. Tonight, your land and life will be ransacked by the enemy, and nothing will be left for you, says the Lord of hosts. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare. Declare the decree of God upon every man Edom, every Edomite, all Edomites, as many as they may be, they gather together in your life tonight. All their hidden treasure will be taken away from them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Verse 7 of that Obadiah chapter 1. We are going to decree God's decree. We are going to declare it upon that one that said, I will make sure I destroy him. I will make sure I destroy her. I will make sure as if they are the one that created you. As if she is the one that created you. As if he's the one that created you. Is that your boss? Who that person may be, that is saying, I will make sure. Some will even curse themselves that over their dead body. So shall it be. You will fulfill your destiny and the counsel of God. So your children will fulfill their destiny and the counsel of God. You will fulfill purpose of your creation. No enemy will be able to waylay you. Let me tell you, the Edomite, they stood. They said, no, you will not cross over to your promised land. You cannot cross through this land. You cannot pass through this land to go to your promised land. No, they hated them so. They don't want to see them progressing. They don't want to see them advancing. They were happy when the Israelites was in the land of Egypt. They saw all the labor. They saw all the trouble. They don't care. And when God liberated his people and they want to pass through their land, they say, no way. I decree and declare every kingdom of no way to your promised land. Today the Lord crush them out of your ways and your children's ways in the name of Jesus. Every man, every woman that says you will not go even to your promised land, that says no way for you to go through, today the Lord remove out of your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 7 of that Obadiah says, your supposed allies, every last one of them will turn against you. You know, they will gather strength. They will consult. Their network is so strong. They will pin every button. They will press every button. They will come together. That come, let us make sure that we wreck him, we wreck her. Let us make sure that she will not achieve that purpose. She will not achieve that cancer. Look at what the Bible says. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 7. Your supposed friend, your supposed association, your supposed helper that you raise up against a child of God, against a minister of God, against your fellow brethren, your fellow sister, against even that one that God has brought into your life. The Bible says every last one of them will turn against you. No baton. Say they will run you out of your own town. They will be the one that will do you evil, that you will not even know where you are. You will run out of your town, where you are. And those who promise you peace, look at what the Bible says. They will lie to your face and conquer you. This is the word of God. Concerning that one that is heaping and raising defenders, warriors to fight you. They are launching things against you because of God's love for you. Because God has chosen to show you mercy, to love you. And they raise themselves up, calling for helpers from the south, from the north, from the east, and from the west. They will all turn against you. The word of the Lord said that even those who share your bread will ambush you. Hey, because you touch the love of the Lord, the delight of the Lord, because you made yourself to become enemy to that one that God has chosen. People that hate on the same table with you will lay ambush for you. You won't understand what is happening until it is too late. By the time you notice it is too late. But it may not be too late. If you are on this line, you are hearing this message, that's the story of this Edomite. Just, you know, reveal yourself to you. Will you tonight change? The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way, and your righteous man is taught. Let him now return to the Father. He will abundantly pardon. God is ready to forgive you if you repent. Say, faithful is our God. If you ask for forgiveness, he's just and faithful to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And maybe peradventure you have not even have a encounter with Jesus. You have not received him as your Lord and Savior. He's the only one that can give you the grace to forgive, to return, to turn from wickedness, to stop your wickedness, to repent from your wicked ways. If you are that one, that person, will you tonight repent? You cannot do a child of God evil. You cannot do the delight of the Lord, that one that God has chosen, that one that God, you know, bestowed his love upon. You cannot do them evil. God will arise and fight. Look at all the decree of the Lord declare upon the Edomite, because they hated their own brother, because of their wickedness for their own brother, towards their own brother. Will you stop being wicked tonight? Will you drop that hatred towards that sister, towards that brother, towards that neighbors of yours, towards that even your sister, your brother, blood ones? Will you stop that and come to Jesus? He will forgive you. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you too, you begin to enjoy what the beloved of the Lord are enjoying. The Bible says, all those supposed allies of the Edom and Edomite in our land will turn against them. They will turn against him. Those ones that go and hire people to be fighting you, they will turn against him. All the association and man's defender will leave you, man Edom, you Edomite, to face your own music. They will say, we will help you to fight. Why will you join another person to fight in another person? Why are you fighting another man's battle? Why are you making somebody else your enemy? Because that one said that this is my enemy. You are making that person your enemy. May the Lord forgive you. I want you to pray. God, decree upon every Edom man or woman, and all Edomites in my life, let all their alliance, all those that they gather together, turn against them. Father, let them turn against them in their own very eyes, in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare. I want you to declare God tonight. I declare God's decree upon that man that consider himself, that made himself Edom in my life. All those Edomites that gather together in my life, seeking my evil, seeking evil to come upon me, seeking my life, want to waylay me and stop me from going to my promised land. Daddy, I pray, oh Lord, let all their evil association run them out of their stead, out of their home, out of their comfort zone, in the name of Jesus. Let all those evil associations they gather together become their own enemy, in the name of Jesus. And let them leave them empty, in the name of Jesus. Verse 7b of that Obadiah says, and those who promise you peace will lie to your face and conquer you. You will think that they are for you. They promise you peace. The Bible said they will lie to you, all because you chose to hate the beloved of the Lord. All because you are so hateful. All because you are wicked, even to the chosen of the Lord. All those that have promised you, we are behind you. They are promising you peace. The Bible said they will lie to your face, and they will conquer you. You will think that they are for you, but they are seeking your downfall. Those that you put your trust in, but they are the one that will turn against you. They will lie to you. I decree and I declare today that so shall it be unto that man, that woman that hated you so, that said he will not allow you to move forward, that made himself to become Edomite, that made himself to become no way king in your way to your promised land, that said no way, you will not cross over, you will not go through. Today, God will cause all those that are telling such a man, such a woman peace, we make them to lie to him, and they will conquer him, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, decree and declare God's declaration, that all those who promise Your enemy, peace, they will disappoint him. They will disappoint him to his face. They will disappoint her to her face. They will disappoint them to their face. As many as they may be, so shall it be. I want you to decree that God, declare the God's decree upon everyone that represents Edom in your life. Anyone that say no way for you to move forward. I want you to decree and declare that tonight they will fight against such a man. Those people that he or she gather around, they will fight and conquer him in the name of Jesus. I want to declare God's decree upon all Edom and Edomites of your life. Those who share your bread. Decree and declare, those who share bread with him, with her, with them, they will lay ambush. They will ambush such a person because he has chose to be your enemy, because he chose to hate you, because he chose to be wicked to you, because they chose to be wicked to us, to the body of Christ. Daddy, we decree and declare, oh Lord, all those that are eating bread, that share bread, that are sponsoring them, Daddy, cause them to lay ambush for them. Cause them to ambush them in the name of Jesus. And lastly, tonight, verse 8 to 9 says, on the day I punish Edom, I will destroy their clever men and wipe out all their wisdom. The fighting men of Teman will be terrified, and every soldiers in Edom will be killed. My brothers and my sister, today is the day. He said, on the day I will punish Edom. Today is the day God will punish even the Edom in your life. God will punish that man Edom, that woman Edom, that company that coming together, the Edomites in the land of your life. Tonight is the night. On the day I punish Edom, I want you to pray. My loving God, tonight, today, punish every Edom and Edomites in my life in the name of Jesus. Everyone that presented, that made himself to be an hindrance to my way to the promised land, that stand as Edom in my life, that stand as Edomites along my path, that did tonight punish them. According to your word in Obadiah chapter 1 verse 8. God, according to your declaration tonight, destroy the clever man and men in the life of that Edom, of that Edomite, in the name of Jesus. You that made the counsel of Ahithophel to become nothing. God useless the counsel of Ahithophel over David. When he went to go and join with Absalom. What is that thing God cannot do for his beloved? I decree and declare tonight. The counsel of the wicked one. They are counselor and the counsel of the counselor that was useless concerning you in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, God said he will wipe out all their wisdom. He will destroy the clever one. God will clear away, will destroy even that person, that man, that woman, that group of people that is sponsoring, that is giving the wings even to that one that stands along your way, that say you will not get to your promised land. Today, God will destroy in the name of Jesus. God will give their brain to make their brain become useless in the name of Jesus. It's not my word, it's the word of God. I want you to pray. God, tonight, by the power of your word, wipe out the wisdom of all the advisor and the counselor of my enemy in the name of Jesus. Of the Edomite in my life, in the life of my children. That one that they are reporting to. That one that is giving them that use these strategies. Oh, come this way. This is where you will present it. Daddy, tonight, wipe out the wisdom of such advisor and counselor. In the name of Jesus, as you said it concerning the Edomite, do unto that one that is standing along my way to my promised land. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. The fighting of men of Tamar will be terrified, and every soldier in Edom will be killed. Let me ask you this question. Please be sincere to yourself. Has God said a thing and does not do it? Has God decreed a thing and did not come to pass? No. For he said in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. That is your God, that is my God. He said this tonight concerning the Edom man and woman in your life. By the Edomite along your way to your promised land. So he will do in the name of Jesus. I want you to say, God, I believe your word that is yea and amen. God, tonight, according to the decree upon Edom, the Edomites, all hired fighting men. You know, people, they will go and hire people to come and be fighting you, to come and fight you. And those ones, the Yoruba say, I must have korogun, omu tori bomigbona. Hiring people to come and fight a child of God, to come and become enemy. God will destroy them altogether. I want you to pray. He said he will cause the 10-man army to be terrified. I want you to pray according to Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord will cause your enemy who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you in one way and flee before you seven. I want to say, God, tonight, cause all Ayatollah warrior rising up against me to be defeated before me in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, cause all Ayatollah warriors coming up against us, against the body of God, to be defeated and flee away before us in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, my loving God, tonight, by your unbroken decree, let all soldiers of Edom and Edomites in my life be destroyed totally in the name of Jesus, by the power of your unbroken word. Father, I thank you for loving me and for fighting my battle and for giving me victory over all man Edom, over all Edomites, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God is a miracle God. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting on my battle. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing on my miracle. He will do what he says he will do. So I decree and declare, as the Lord has said it tonight, concerning your hater, concerning your enemy, concerning that one that says you will not get to your promised land, so it shall be in the name of Jesus. You will witness all everything that God has decreed and declared concerning them, and you will testify that indeed this is the word of God, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Same time next week, remain blessed. Just be at peace. The Lord is fighting your battle, and the victory is sure. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Good night. Bye-bye.